You know, I just think if you have conviction on a player, and that's how our grades come out, you take best player available. I mean, you just, I think you got to have convictions on our grades and where we've come, and I think you can overthink it a little bit if you get too caught up in that. We have more than 11 names right now that we're prepared to go with. It's a good question. I think, you know, they're all case-by-case basis, you know, so we've had extensive medical discussions, and you kind of break each one of those down, and it's like, hey, is this a long-term injury that's going to be a condition that's going to really shorten his career, or is this something he's going to battle through and then be okay, and then like a Gurley last year and then have a productive career? So those are all case-by-case decisions that we look at and we analyze very carefully. Yeah, Moon, if it's really close, man, and then we'll talk it out. It's really close. What we just got to be careful of, and I've said this before, I think it doesn't happen during the draft. It happens in the month leading into the draft, 2 months. You start saying, hey, we really need this position. And as you're discussing it with our scouts and coaches and you're putting final grades on guys, you're naturally wrongfully pulling those guys up too high. So, but I think at this point, if we've stacked our board correctly and they're all really close, then I think you can lean towards need at that time. Yeah, so obviously he's not here now. This is voluntary, as you guys know. He's in Florida, training in Florida, and we've been in communication with him, but he's in Florida now, training down there. And in a perfect world, would we like him to be here with his teammates and building those relationships? Sure, but I also understand it's voluntary, and that's the action he's chosen to take.